Dover Be'itay Matoich. And that is, so it's Matzoy Yom Kippur, which means it's Erev Sukkos. Everybody knows Chazal say that the Torah says, Ulekachtem Lechem Be'yom Harishayim, Priyetz Hadar, Kapis Tmarim, etc., etc. That Be'yom Harishayim, we have a mitzvah to take Dalet Minim. And the Medrash says that Ulekachtem Lechem Be'yom Harishayim is the date on the calendar that you're supposed to take your Dalet Minim. Rishayim of what, right? I mean, the first day of Sukkot. Okay, tell me when Sukkot is, and I'll know on the first day of Sukkot, this is what I'm supposed to do. But that word, Ulekachtem Lechem Be'yom Harishayim, has mystified commentaries for thousands of years. And everyone knows the Medrash, that the Medrash says, what does it mean, Ulekachtem Lechem Be'yom Harishayim? Sukkot is Rishayim because it's Rishayim Lechesh Ben Avoynes. And the Medrash explains. The Medrash says that the reason Sukkot is Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoynes is because on Yom Kippur Yid gets Slicha Mechila. So he doesn't have any Averis anymore. Now, the next days after Yom Kippur, a person is just too busy. He can't do Averis even if he tried. Why? Because you have to make Sukkot and you have to make sure you have your Kasher Dalet Minim. If you didn't do that during Chodesh El, right? You have to make sure that you have your kosher dal minim and you have to be busy with your sukkah. So you start getting so busy and you're so tired with Yontif that you don't even have a chance to do an Avera. Once sukkah comes, you exhale. Now you can breathe a little bit. Now we're ready. It's shayach to do Averas. Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoynes. Now, obviously, the Medrash is painting some utopian world where it's impossible to do an Avera from Beitzoyim Kippur through Baruch Hu, the night of Sukkot. But on some level, a Yid that's locked into the Avodah is takinat shayach to do an Avera during those ensuing days. And that's why Sukkot goes down as Yom Rishon. It goes down as Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoynes. Just a hergish as to maybe another reason why these next few days after Yom Kippur are days that in a perfect world a Yid wouldn't be able to do an Avera, which would again explain why the first day of Sukkot is Yom Rishon, Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoynes. And it's based on a Daskein in Balei Tosfos and Parshas Vayikra in the beginning of Torah's Kayanim, very much in a Kachim related context. So the Pasuk that the Daskein in Balei Tosfos is commenting on is the pasuk that says, "V'chol korban minchascha b'melech timlach." Every korban mincha had to be salted. V'lo yisash bis melech bris alokecha me'al minchasech. And make sure that you never bring a korban mincha without salt. In fact, I'll call korban chatakriv melech. Not only on the korban mincha, but every single korban that a yid brought, takriv melech, that was supposed to be salt. And the Das Gein in Balei Tosfos is explaining a little bit why there had to be salt on a carbon. What we need is just one excerpt. Lohidia, says the Daskein in Balei Tosfos, ki akarbonos bris la'olam lekapara v'loy letzarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of karbonos is for us. It's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, inasmuch it feels like when a Yid brought a carbon, he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu a meal, right? Achilas Adam, Achilas Mizbeach, Kids on Mizbeach, right? We're putting dessert even on the Mizbeach. There's so many Sprachim that we use in Kachim that sound a little bit like we're feeding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But said the Balei Tosfos that we have to understand the Karbonos are something for us to be able to attain our atonement. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't eat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't drink. The whole purpose of Karbonos is for us to get schusim, because when a person sins, umakriv carbon, and he brought a carbon, umischapelo, and he got kapara, v'yodeya, and the coin came to him as a doctor would after performing a surgery. He says, everything went well. Everything went well. Yeah, it was good. Really, it went the way you expected. There was no machshavas pigel. No, there was no machshavas pigel. How about shaloi lishma? No, there was no machshavas shaloi lishma. There was no mum. There was no noise. Everything went exactly the way it was supposed to go. When the yid was told by the koyin that everything was executed, he knew shehunaki mechetoi. He knew that he didn't have an avera. And when he knew that he didn't have an avera, hu nizar achrei ke milachtoi meliyos od meluchlech ba'averos. See, he felt, wow, I have a new lease on life. I'm clean now. And because I'm clean, so I'm going to be a little bit more careful than I usually would be when it comes to doing averos. But if the yid would not have a means of getting kapara, he would continue doing averis. So says it, Daskin Bali Toysis. In addition to all the obvious reasons why karbonis are good for the bala carbon, a yid who brought a carbon and was told that the carbon worked, and he was told, you should know, that oila wiped out all your assays. Wow, all those assays, yeah, they're all gone. And the chata shmeina took care of all the averes it had to take care of. And the ashram took care of whatever the ashram had to take care of. He felt like a new person. He felt clean. And when a person feels clean, he doesn't want to make himself dirty. Says the Daskein, a mashal adam. I'll explain it to you with a mashal. This is not the Dubna Maga talking. This is the Balei Tosfos talking. Mashal adam sheb god of tzayin. If he has dirty clothing, ain't a meshamer menatit. He's not going to be careful to make sure they don't get dirtier because they're dirty anyways. Avol adam sheb god of nikiyin. But when a person has clean clothing, v'yofen, and they're nice, mishamra mikol tinuf, he's going to be so careful to make sure that they shouldn't become dirty. Valzeh oma shloimo, this is what Shloimeh HaMelech said, b'chol eis yiu b'godech levanim. A person should try to always picture himself as if he's wearing a brand new suit, as if his clothing are perfectly white. Because if you see yourself as wearing clean begodim, then you're going to be careful and you're going to try not to make them dirty. If, however, when you look in the mirror, you see someone that's disheveled, you see someone whose clothing is dirty, you look at yourself and you see someone who's completely out of order and misfit, well, then what are you taking care of? And as a result, you are not going to be careful. Said the Balei Tosfos, that when a yid brought a carbon, in addition to the kapara that he got, but he walked out and he felt clean. And when a person feels clean, it affects the way he goes about his avodah moving forward. If a person gets a new car and it's raining outside, you're going to figure out a way not to walk in and to, right? You're more careful. You're more sensitive to keeping it and maintaining it in the pristine state that it's in. Once it has 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 miles on it, well, then you don't care so much. When a yid brought a carbon, he felt like he was clean. And when a person is clean, he's careful. On Yom Kippur, every single yid gets slicha. Every single yid gets kapara. When a yid gets kapara, he understands that if I'm clean, well, then I'm going to try to maintain that nikios, and I'm going to try to stay in that clean and pristine way. I'm going to try to be that way as long as I could possibly be that way. Chazal with Megalotas, that those few days after Yom Kippur, it was almost hard for people to do Averis. Chazal said it's because they were busy with Dalad Minim and the Bizim for Sukkis. Alpidis Daskein and Bali Tois is another Hergish wine, a perfect world, Noch Yom Kippur, where every single person feels like he has a new lease on life. He got Slicham Kapara. He clapped Al Chayt how many times for this Aver, for that Aver. 5 minutes after Yom Kippur, you're going to go back and you're going to do that Avera. It should be hard. It should at least come with a very, very big guilty conscience, you'd think, right? Those next few days are days where we're still lingering. We have that taste of Yom Kippur. And as a result, it's not even Shaykh to Tanan Avera. Then it's already reaching Lecheshben Avoinus. But either way, I think the message is that we all took off our Vaisa Kittel tonight. But we should try to be Mekayim for as long as possible, what Shlomo HaMelech said. And that is, Bechol Eis Yiyu Begodecha Levonim. We should try to feel like we're wearing that white kittel for as long as possible. Maintain this state of where, yeah, it's Shver Tzitana Naveira, because we have a new lease on life. We should try to tap in. If you'd smell your neshama, it would have that new car smell. Mamish, we all got brand new leather seats. Let's smell it. Let's take it in. Let's appreciate it. Should be Mekayim B'chol Eis Yiyu B'Gadecha Levonim.